Previously on Algoa FM.
Right, just gone 25 minutes to one. Dirk Smit from Southern Cape Fire Protection Association moves into the spotlight on Algoa Cares today. Dirk, wonderful to have you on board with Algoa Cares.
Thank you, Coach. Thank you for the opportunity.
Let's start with the basics, Dirk. Tell us more about your NPO. What do you do?
Coach, we're a community-based organization, and it's formed by landowners, municipalities, and other stakeholders to prevent and manage wildfires. So NPA in South Africa, they play a critical role in also implementing the National Veld and Bush Fire Act. We were established in 2006. Our FPA covers an area of around about 6.8 million hectares.
Wow.
We cover the Garden Route District Municipality, the Tentalker Root District, mm-hmm. and then as well as a section of the Sara Barkman District Municipality in the Eastern Cape. So we cover the Chichikama and the Langkloof as well.
Quite a vast region. I'm thinking back now to the Knysna fires that occurred a couple of years back. You also have a vision and mission statement. Can you just talk us through that as well?
Yeah, okay. See, the most important thing is we promote the use of what we call integrated fire management in the landscape. And our vision is obviously to reduce and limit the damage that wildfire causes, what we call unwanted fires in the landscape. We're not against fires. Fires is a good tool, management tool on properties, but it's the uncontrolled fires that we are really concerned about. That's our first priority. It's to use all the principles within that integrated fire management strategy mm-hmm. to reduce and limit the damage that these wildfires cause.
You've mentioned the word regulate. You're working on a campaign to regulate your NPO. What does this entail?
When we talk about strategies that you implement in that integrated fire management system, one of the main things is we have prevention programs, and your subdivisions of that prevention program is to create awareness about wildfires, and then also engineering, but that's not for today. And the other important thing is enforcement. So today, you are helping us to create awareness on a specific issue, and that's related to burn permits.
Yeah.
We've got a problem in the landscape that there's some landowners that don't adhere to the burn permit prescriptions. They don't let their neighbors know they are going to burn material, stack burning or wind burning, windrow burning. And then what happens, everybody runs around and sees smoke and they don't know that it's a control burn. So we regard it as a wildfire. And then you start with all your systems, go look for a fire and coordinating. So it wastes a lot of time, and therefore there is a burn permit system, and for a good reason, is to regulate the activity.
Mm-hmm. So in other words, they got to notify you prior to them actually engaging in, burning materials on their properties.
You're correct, but mostly there's a system, and it's worked. It's in the specific municipal bylaws. So there's the procedures there. So you need to, when you want to burn vegetation on a farm, a conservation area, you need to obtain a burn permit from your local municipality. And then they have certain rules and regulations you need to adhere to, which one of them will state that on the day of the burn, you need to inform your neighbor. You need to call in again, whether they've approved your burn permit 2 weeks ago on the day that you want to burn, you still need to call in and require or get final permission, and then they will look at the predicted the predicted weather. They're going to make sure there's no burns coming in predicted for the day. They check everything there, mm-hmm. and they are happy with what resources you have on site. Then they will do your final approval. So it's very important to adhere to those system and prescriptions.
Dirk, the Southern Cape Fire Protection Association is a non-profit organization. You're basically relying on the generosity of donors. How can we assist you in terms of streamlining your responsibilities?
Actually, I think this interview is a great opportunity where we suggest that landowners that have a piece of property where wildfire can start and spread from, become a member of their local FPA. Obviously, we're a membership-based organization, a community-based. So all the monies the funds we get in is actually just from the membership fees.
Yeah.
So the more members we have, the stronger we become, the more sustainable we are. And then you can make the assumption the safer the area will become, because we've got rules, regulations, and we assist the landowners to comply to the various regulations in the Fulford Forest Fire Act.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the other hand, if people are willing to donate to us, it will be great, because a lot of the awareness work we do in and around the communities, it's actually co-funded by our members.
All right, Dirk.
People are willing to donate. We will greatly appreciate it.
We have your details on our website. Where do we find you? And if listeners would love to donate, how do we get a hold of you?
Well, contact me. And there's contact numbers on our website. We've got three different offices, one in Riversdale, one in Unidale, and one in Nasna.
Okay.
But the information is on our website, for donations and so.
Brilliant. We also have your details on our website. As I've mentioned, thank you so much for joining us on Algoa Cares this afternoon, and all of the best going forward with you and the team at the Southern Cape Fire Protection Association, okay?
Thank you, Koshi. Thank you very much for support.
It's our pleasure. Take care. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Your digital library experience. Podcasts from algoafm.co.za.